Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Chamber of Commerce here with Ashley Blackmore from the Blackmore Group. You know, I was noticing your wedding band. Now, the color of that is branded. Now, did you have that before you branded the colors or after?
Nope, my husband does a really good job of making sure that everything is like this aqua turquoise blue.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Nope, that Pantone color is everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, it's even on your Jeep.
It is all over the Jeep.
Yeah, which is a fun Jeep.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yep, nope, these are our colors. Just keep an eye out for our signs.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, before the first break, we were talking about making sure you find the right broker and making sure that they're representing what you want. What are some of the things in more detail that people should know or ask the broker? Because, you know, hey, how many houses you sold? How long have you been doing this? You know, what are you going to do for me to help market it? What sets you apart? Those are some questions off the top of my head that I would ask. But what are some of the things that the buyer or the seller should know?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I kind of mentioned before, the times have changed of just putting a sign in the yard. Mm-hmm. And I think that people need to start changing their conversations as well when it goes to listing their properties is probably the most important, especially as we start moving into more of a balanced market. So questions that I kind of think off the top of my head that people should be asking before they hire somebody to list their home would be, what is your average user view on your website per mm-hmm. month? What is your advertising plan? What is your marketing plan? Not just what you're going to say, like show me the proof. Proof is in the pudding. You know, what's your average traffic to your Google pay-per-click ads? Do you run Google pay-per-click ads? What's your social media following? What's your average impressions on there?
Yeah.
And I think that's because right now as well, for me, for instance, like I don't have a ton of followers on Instagram. I don't buy them or anything like that, which you can buy followers. You can buy friends on Facebook.
Really?
Oh, yep. But I don't have that. Mine is all organic. Huh. But what I do is when I do have new listings, for instance, I do boost those and I boost them to specific markets of people that would be interested in coming here. So those boosts on average get over like 40,000 impressions. So those are really, these are really in-depth questions as we move into more of a balanced market. You need to be asking people because you're not just hiring an agent, you should be hiring a marketing expert. You know, that marketing expert should know how to do all this stuff and they should know how to do it by themselves. They don't mm-hmm. shouldn't have to just hire somebody out to do all that. You right. have to watch your numbers. Our real estate market is shifting every single day and you have to know what's going on, the Google searches, the Google trends, YouTube, where the consumers are coming from. And
yeah.
So they need to be really, to me, if I was selling my house today, I would be like, what's your marketing look yeah. like? And what's your annual reports look from a listing perspective?
Right.
From a buyer perspective, I think probably the best thing that you can be asking right now to a buyer's agent is, you know, what is your expertise?
Mm-hmm.
And if they tell you that I'm an expert negotiating, that is not what you want to hire. You need to be asking them. And when you wait for that answer back, they should be having things like, I'm a creative strategist. I work Monday through Friday. I have an assistant. You know, just kind of those things, yeah. the expertise of it. But also, you know, do they have a really good partnership with the lender? I think that's
right.
huge.
Yeah.
Agents that are in this business full time, we have a really good, force,
uh-huh.
like special force is kind of yeah. what I think of it, of lenders that we've worked with forever. And they are so important to the real estate transaction if you're going to get a loan, because they are kind of like realtors. There's a lot of lenders.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
a lot of realtors. But like how many of them are full time? How many of them are experts? And like my lenders, I can call them up. They can sit down with my client and they can be like, okay, you know, right now you can't afford what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we get you into something that's your starter home? And then you can sell that starter home
right.
to get up and get further, further, further along.
Sure.
Or they can be like, you know, your credit's just not there yet. And they can put together like a credit repair strategy. And then I can work with them too to like just check in and make sure everything's good. And then kind of, I guess if I look at it all the ways that I think about it, some of my clients take 3 years to purchase.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm talking to those clients
sure.
every other week. helping them get their credit repair, helping mm-hmm. them, you know, get into maybe a home that's not where they want to be forever, but they could be with right now. We kind of go through the wants and the needs. And I think that's huge. And that's a question to be asking with your buyer's agent before you even go out and look at properties. Like, are you in it for the long run with me?
Right.
If I can't buy right now, which a lot of people can't buy, what are you going to do so that I can buy later?
Sure.
In a year or two.
Yeah.
Or three. Some of my clients, right. It's three. So hopefully that answers most of your question.
No,
but
yeah.
You got to start asking the questions to make sure that you're getting a professional.
Yeah. Well, you know, and when you talked about the lender, I remember the first time that my first home purchase was with my son's mom. And, you know, we were looking at some things and we were trying to figure out how we could refinance, do an addition to the house, all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. Finally, the lender came back and said to Karen, you need to quit claim the house to Jack. And she's mm-hmm. like, I got to do what? And she goes, I've worked hard for this. And he said, no, Jack has no debt.
Yeah.
He's got great credit. He has no debt. Everything is in your name. You quit claim this to Jack. We do the deal. And then we quit claim it right back, mm-hmm. and you know, in the jointly or into you know your name. And so we ended up being able to make that happen, and it was creative. There's others that I've gone through a purchasing program, and you know, this was back before the downturn in 06, 07, and they did a jumbo loan, which I look back and go, that was crazy. I had my mortgage, she had her mortgage, and mm-hmm. then we bought the house that we bought. And would I extend myself now that far? No. We got to take a break.
Okay, perfect.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Again, you're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO, 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.